This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Just before Congress got around to re-examining Iraq this week, its new government gave lawmakers plenty to talk about. Iraqi forces tried to remove Shiite Muslim militias in Basra and elsewhere. Their failure raises questions about the Iraqis' leader. In testimony this week, the American commander confirmed an impression that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki moved quickly, maybe too quickly. General David Petraeus talked senators through a single weekend in which Maliki suddenly announced and began the operation.
We had a heads up on a Friday night meeting where we, in fact, were planning to resource operations in Basra on a longer term basis. The following Saturday, we had a meeting during which he laid out the plan for that he was going to deploy forces. Laid out the objectives, the lines of operations that he was going to operate along. And stated that he was moving there on Friday himself or on Monday himself.
And it was not something that you had recommended?
It was not something I recommended, no, sir.
Petraeus is questioned there by Senator John McCain. This morning we'll get another view of the Iraqis' performance from retired Marine Bing West. He's a former Assistant Secretary of Defense under President Reagan. He's a frequent traveler to Iraq and an occasional guest on this program. Welcome back.
Thank you, Steve.
I just wonder, as you look at Maliki's performance in this particular instance, did you come away with a sense that he knows what he's doing?
I came away with two different impressions, one good and one bad. The bad one is that he didn't want anything to do with the Americans. He cut General Petraeus out of this, and that was extremely rash, and it shows a man who's very resentful.
Resentful?
Resentful. On the good side, he did move against Sadr, and he did move against the militias. So it's a very mixed message. He is highly erratic, and we're just going to have to wait and see. I think his heart is in the right place, but he has a huge ego.
What reason does Iraq's leader have to be resentful?
I think he believes that as the sovereign leader of a sovereign nation, he should be making many of the decisions, not General Petraeus. And I think this was his way of saying, I'm the commander-in-chief around here. But he was imprudent in what he did.
Well, the way that people have spun that around here, as you know, and in Iraq as well, is, we want him to be sovereign, and he was trying to step up to the plate and take an action. Is there some value in that?
There is. That's why I said it's problematic. He did take action that was definitely in the best interests of Iraq. There's no question about that. But the way in which he took the action can only be read as a man who is so full of himself that he does not take wise counsel.
Does this basically mean that we're still in a situation where Petraeus has to be the man calling the shots, where the Americans still have so much power and the Iraqis still have so little resources that they must follow the lead of the Americans if they're going to succeed?
It's not so much the amount of resources. It's the question of good, solid leadership. And when you look at how cautious and yet effective Petraeus is in military matters, and you look at Maliki, I think that the Iraqi generals are probably looking at this and saying, we would prefer for a while to take our cues from General Petraeus because he's the seasoned commander here.
Well, now, what about those Iraqi security forces? Are they any good?
I think they're just about where we expected them to be. No one simply rushes into a city and picks a fight when there are 1.5 million people in the city. But they knew that. The Iraqi military did this because they were ordered to do it. So I don't have any particular beef about how the Iraqi army performed, and the Iraqi police performed miserably, and we knew that was going to happen. But that ends up strengthening the position of this new Iraqi general down there, General Mohan. So operationally, this was not as good anywhere near as it could be, but not bad. It's at the strategic level that it's a very mixed review.
Okay, thanks very much. That's retired Marine and former Assistant Secretary of Defense Bing West.